Blog Talk Radio.
Praises shall continually be in my mouth. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is August the 27th, 2022, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yoke of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor Dr. Elder Maria Terry, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right into it. Announcements. Thank you for your prayers, the condolences, and cards. The Carey family will acknowledge them at a later date. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., and you can send that donation to P.O. Box 43-8411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. And we send condolences out to the Brown and Boyd family in the loss of their husband and brother, administrative assistant Lloyd Brown. Amen. Keep that family in your prayers. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this new year. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-754. Or you can email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazingGraceministries at gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And we have an exciting lesson, so please tune in. If you want to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtara.com/s/12135645. We all have hopes for a better environment to call home, a reality of existence without altering circumstances or negative changes. This cannot happen in this mundane domain we call Earth, a place where there is unrest, violence, discrimination, racism, sickness, sorrow, and death. No place on Earth is secure from impairment. It leaves one imagining an ideal setting of existence beyond contrast. Only God has prepared us such a reality for those whom he has claimed as his own. It is described in our word, the Bible, in great detail. God has promises for every believer. And this is part two of last week's lesson, God's promises. Jeremiah 29:11 is one of many favorite scriptures in the Bible that explains God's promises to his children. So we just want to expound on it again this morning. God gives us scriptures to guide and lead us to the promised land, that promised land here on earth and heaven above. There are many, many promises of God in scripture. In each promise, God pledges that something will or will not be done or given or come to pass. These are not flippant, casual promises such as we often make. These promises of God are rock solid, unequivocal commitments made by God himself, because God is faithful. The recipient of the divine promises can have full assurance that what God has pledged will indeed be realized. Numbers 23 and 19, and I'm reading from the King James Version, it reads, God is not a man that he should lie, son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? The theme for this month of August is God will fix it. The lesson for this fourth Saturday in August is the promises explained. Jeremiah 29:11, and this is the New Living Translation. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises. Matthew 7:7. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, excuse me, and the door will be open to you. Phoenicians, when you say God, that's past tense, forget, and means to come to, have, or hold something, to receive. Promise is a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. This is the lesson explained. Whatever the need is at a moment, the answer can be found in scriptures. If we take the time to search it, whatever we're feeling, whatever we're suffering, whatever we're hoping, the Bible has something to say about it. God has a plan for our lives. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. For I knew the thoughts. Though 70 years must pass over, you in exile, yet do not apprehend that I have forgotten you. For I know full well what my purpose is towards you, a purpose of restoring you. Peace to Jeremiah 31:17. There is a hope for thy future. That unexpected apathy, which is the terrible accompaniment of so much worldly sorrow, was not to be an ingredient in the lot of the Jews. My people, you've been in exile, but I haven't forgotten you. You are still my people. I'm still going to work through you to bring about the promises that I have, which is the promised land, which is salvation, which is hope for the future. The promised land is the geographical area God the Father swore to give his chosen people, the descendants of Abraham. God made this promise to Abraham and his descendants in Genesis 15:15-21. The territory was located in ancient Canaan on the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. That's Numbers 34:1-12. Details its exact boundaries. In both the Old and New Testaments, God promised to bless his faithful followers and bring them into a restful place. Faith and faithfulness are the conditions of entering the promised land. Hebrews 11:9, and this is the King James Version. faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. God can be trusted. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises. When you can't trust your family or friends, you can always trust God. Hebrews 3:6 reads, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. Hebrews 3:14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. When you said profession, it's Greek confession. Indeed, faith exercised as to the future inheritance. Hope rests on faith, and at the same time quickens faith, and is the ground of our bold confession. 1 Peter 3:15, and this is the King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Hope is similarity. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, connected with purification. 1 John 3:3, and every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure, without wavering, without declining. Be steadfast until the end. Hebrews 3:14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. This is to be understood of asking God in prayer for such things that we are wanting, whether of a temporal nature as food and raiment, which Christ in the former chapter had warned against an immoderate and anxious concern for, or of a spiritual nature as grace and wisdom to behave in a proper manner, both towards God and men, and such who act according to the will of God. In the name of Christ and under the direction, guidance, and influence of the Spirit, who acts in faith and fear and with submission to the divine will, shall have what they ask for, not as what they deserve, but as a free gift. Seek, and ye shall find. This is still meant of prayer and of seeking God, which such shall find who seek in a right way, by Christ and with their whole hearts diligently. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you as beggars do. Who use much importunity for relief and assistance? So men shall stand and knock at the door of mercy, which would not always be shut against them. Faith in prayer is a key that opens this door. When a poor soul finds grace and mercy to help in a time of need, our Lord's desire is to express the nature, fervor, and constancy of prayer and to encourage to it. He, God, is faithful to his promises. Hebrews 6:17-18, Hebrews 11:11-28, 1 Colossians 1:9-10-13, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. You can find God's promises, John 12:26. But man is too often unfaithful to his duty. God will give you rest. Relately, the Lord promises to give us rest. In Matthew 11:28-30, it says, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gently and lowly in heart, and will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In Christ, we can pour ourselves out like a drink offering. 2 Timothy 4:6. But the way of Christ is a light yoke because of it is his yoke. Jesus has borne the burden of our salvation. We have only to follow him in his gentle path. His love never fails. Do you hear questions in your mind like, if God loves you, you wouldn't be going through this. Or what kind of father would let his children go through something hard? In Isaiah 54 and 10, it says, "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you." His love for you is more permanent than a mighty mountain. Don't believe any version of the lie that says God could stop loving you. He is your Father in heaven. He has redeemed you. God is holy and righteous and requires payment for sin. Our problem is that we are born in a fallen world, and we sin because we are sinners. If we have to pay our own penalty for sin and rebellion against God, we will truly perish. But God has redeemed us. 1 Colossians 1:13 and 14 says he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Amen. This simply means that Jesus took our place on the cross and paid the penalty for our sins, and we received the righteousness and clean record of Christ. The Lord will fight for you. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, the Israelites have just recently been rescued by God's mighty hand from slavery and oppression in Egypt. No sooner had they escaped into the desert than they saw the might of the Egyptian army with chariots, horses, and men of war bearing down on them. They were terrified and cried out to Moses. Moses conveyed the heart of God with these amazing words in verses 13 and 14. "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." The next time you are fearful, go to God who promises to fight for you. He will never forsake you. Anyone who has ever felt abandoned should take heart in the promises that our Father in heaven will never give up on us. Deuteronomy 31 and 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." Trust him in this. You will never be alone. Therefore, you can be strong and courageous. God may lead us into dark valleys and call us to hard battles for his name's sake, but he will be there always and all the time. Believe you have received what you have asked for in prayer. Do we really believe what we're praying? Sounding that Jesus says this in Mark 11:22, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Jesus understood that if we truly believe that we have received the things we have asked for, then we must have prayed in his name, John 14 and 13. According to his will, we have to pray according to his will. 1 John 5:14, and in faith, Luke 17:6. Walk with Christ every day and become quick to pray as you are led by the Holy Spirit. He will meet all your needs. Jesus taught his disciples to pray for their daily bread. He also said that if God provides so well for the flowers and the birds, how much more would he care for you? Matthew 6:26. See, Paul says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." It helps a lot to live according to his principles of work and financial stewardship. But even when we fail at this, we always manage to find a way to see that his children are provided for. All things work together for good for those who love God. Romans 8:28 says it like this: "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose." So no matter how difficult your circumstances, the promises of God never fails the believer. Please note the word believer, because you must believe to receive the benefits and promises. We must believe and trust him. Faith is what's going to bring us out of this wilderness state, that's your problems and your circumstances, into the promised land. We dealt with meanings of faith in previous blogs, but without faith, it is impossible to receive the promises that God has ordained for us. And let me say that one more time. But without faith, it is impossible to receive the promises that God has ordained for us. In everything we do, faith has to be the main ingredient. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and we come to give you praise on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done, and God, we thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, God. And if you don't do anything else, you've truly done enough, God. Hallelujah. You touched us this morning, God, and you woke us up, God. Lord God, we just ask you to forgive us, God. Forgive us of our sins, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Touch somebody that needs to repent on this morning, Lord God. Let them allow you to just come on into their hearts, Lord God. They must believe that you is, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, that you gave your only begotten son for us, that we may have life, God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to look on Dr. Carrie, Lord God, and just bless her in all her endeavors, God. Look on the Carrie family, Lord God. Lord God, look on the bereaved this morning, Lord God, the Lloyd and Brown family, the other people that have bereavement in the family, the Brayboy family, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask you just to look on my pastor, God, the superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs, and his wife this morning, God. Look on my assistant pastor, Elder Reginald Johnson, Evangelist Johnson, God. Lord God, you know what they need. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. Give them what they need, God. And then look on the mothers. Look on the mothers everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. Look on Mother Esther this morning, Lord God. Touch her body. Give her the strength that she needs, God. Look on Mother Gibbs, Mother Garnett, God. Hallelujah. Look on Mother Christine that's down in Texas on this morning, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to go to Mississippi this morning, Lord God. You know what they need there, Lord God. Look on my cousin this morning, Lord God. Touch her heart, God. Bring her back to you, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our life today, Lord God. Then, Lord God, we ask you to look on Sandy this morning, Lord God. Continue to bless her body, God. Look on our rest of our mothers at the church, Lord God. Look on the ushers, the deacons, Lord God. Hallelujah. Look on the young people, the musicians, Lord God. Look on my bishop today, Lord God. Give him the strength that he needs. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just ask you to look on the convocation that's coming up next week, Lord God. Be with us in everything that we say and do, God. Hallelujah. Then, Lord God, go with us on today, God. Oh, God, go before us, Lord God. Look on the picnic, the annual picnic that Ella Williams them is having on today, Lord God. Be with them. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come about, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for the promises explained because we know that you will fix it. Lord God, we know that if you don't do it, it can't be done, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just ask for you to just do for us that which only you can do, God. Hallelujah. Then, Lord God, we just thank you this morning. We continue to thank you, Lord God. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough, God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to just look on all the listeners this morning, Lord God. Go to Iowa. Go to Indiana, Lord God. Look on those that says work, Lord God. Dr. Bradley, bless her, Lord God. You know what she needs, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look on Mother Lucky this morning, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go to Iowa, Lord God. Look on Clarine and Devin, God. Thank you, Lord God. And those that got those unspoken requests, God. Hallelujah. And those that I couldn't remember the names or didn't call their names, you know, God. You know, God. Hallelujah. You know what your people need. Bless them each individually, one by one. Name by name, God. Do it for them, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio this morning, where your president and CEO is the elder Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is Evangelist Carrie Rogers. Tune in next week, same time. Dr. Carey will be returning. And remember, God is still in control. Wear your mask, be mindful, and enjoy the remainder of your day. Be blessed, and have a wonderful day on purpose. Go and have it on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.